Well, welcome everyone. We don't know how much of
Love
that you've
Charity.
heard, because
Love
management.
Charity the Fire. It's fabulous. Thank you.
Yes, you are welcome. The purpose of it simply was to give you a bit of emotional uplift in this emotionally centered year, to remind you of the, beauty of things, even in the presence of difficulty. So, as a way of starting off, first of all, let me just say welcome to everyone. I am at this point going to simply ask those of you who are here to mute yourselves. And then what I will do, of course, is I will start on my slides at this point. And of course, did it just take, by the way, can you still see my slides? Somebody can give me a yes or something,
Yes.
perhaps. Okay, very good. Thank you. As I say, sometimes I find myself very frustrated with this medium and that I have to manage several things at once. And th though as a sage, I might have three inputs, it doesn't mean I necessarily have three outputs. So, all right. So welcome everyone. It's good to have you here tonight. Thank you for attending the second quarter of the 2025 Overleaves update. And as you can see by the subtitle here, we are talking about certain aspects of the Overleaves that were mentioned this year, and it's toughening with masculine energy. And that'll be explained more as we go along. And in a moment, we'll review the overleaves that we gave you a few months back. But the theme, of course, is on resiliency. Toughening means strengthening, but not hardening or becoming, as you see here, a phrase that we humorously created last year at the Michael East Coast Michael Gathering, an as soul, because everyone is an as soul. You are as is. So, in any case, up to this point, we've said that this is an artisan year, and many of you know that we use the concept of casting when we also talk about the secondary or the containing energy of the primary role. So, the primary role is artisan. But it's cast or set within a more firm and disciplined energy of the warrior. The goal is discrimination. Many of you know discrimination by its original name of rejection. And we'll talk about some of those distinctions, but how also both of them can play out this year. And how you might both utilize those energies, but also at times feel the effect of them. And then some of the ways that you might moderate your own emotional reactions toward that. The attitude of cynic, with its several positive pole interpretations. Contradiction was the original. The second one after that was argument. And we have added the third, debate. All of which have, again, slightly different connotations, but in the positive pole, what they mean is a kind of sharpening, a hewing, a very minimizing kind of get to the point sort of intention behind them. And the goal and the attitude are particular emphasis at this next coming quarter through April, May, and June. But of course, all the overleaves are in play. So continuing on, the mode of power, which will particularly be up throughout the summer and fall. And then the real battles that will again to some extent are already showing themselves, but it's with the chief feature of martyrdom. There's no, we don't even see a secondary chief feature because it is so overwhelmingly the energy of everyone having to confront whatever level of victimhood they have, self-pity they do about it, and then projection of that onto other people. The emotional center in the intellectual part is very prominent. And as you see, what we say there is this year, more than ever, it's about coming to terms with and making peace with the emotion of shame. Shame is not evil. Shame is not bad. Like all emotions, the Tao has a purpose for it. And what shame is it always brings one within, deeply so. Point of shame, though, when it becomes something that is launched at someone else in stigma, and then you catch it and hold on to it, it becomes this stifling deactivation of power. So notice that power and the emotional center here are going to be either working together to give you much more potential strength, or they're going to see yourself as you will see other people locked in this inner battle of powerlessness and succumbing. We mentioned the masculine energy, masculine feminine energy ratio of 61 and 39. So it's fair, while it is somewhat balanced, still more prone or bent to the masculine side. We want to emphasize that the positive expression of masculine energy is about directedness, convergence, honing things in the positive poles. And it also is a strengthening. Why it is important this year has nothing to do with the number of men and what kind of incredibly backlash, macho, reactionary version of historic archetypal masculine from baby and young soul era is, but rather to help each of you bolster inside of yourself to focus on persistence rather than resistance. With the purpose of that being that if you are pointed and move forward instead of leaning into and trying to prevent, most of you will be less exhausted. And many of you, of course, are still exhausted from 6 months ago when the election happened. Now, the frequency of 64 continues another year of somewhat of the of 7 of the last 10 years. Of frequency, that is to say, rates and paces, and speed or degrees of motion in the universe, in your universe, but in social interactions and so forth, has been above the 50% mark, which means for many of you, that is outside your normal comfort range of a pace or the way that you'd like to do some. And we have a few people here who are, 40 and below, and who acknowledge how much it can feel either very distorting because the frequency, when it's too fast, can make the amount of time that you spend at any given activity or the amount of time that you had in a day, and then say, where did it all go? Because of those distortions and so forth. They can feel out of sync, and that, of course, can make you feel out of sync. Next, in addition to that, we talk about the ordinal scope, which is very, very significant in relative to the entirety of this year, because we said, folks, don't expect yourselves as older souls to actually see any huge changes or either on the horizon of collective humanity, or that your own ability to vision large scale things is going to happen. Instead, ordinality, the way we're defining it, in the positive pole of connectivity and the negative pole of invisibility, will have the influence of drawing you to those things. How do you reconnect on a personal level. That is to say, you, the individual. Also, we'll say it as we start exploring the overlays more specifically. How do you take that individual or specific focus of the masculine energy and ordinality, and then really look to yourself to say, how do I just manage my own little world? Now, we're not talking about in exclusion or in rejecting the outside world, which of course is back to the goal of discrimination, but we'll explore that more. Then, lastly, many of you know that some 14 years ago, we got information and introduced a part of the teaching that is only through this channel so far, even though some others have read it and perhaps will someday begin getting information about it. But we talked about the four realms of pre-incarnation being the fairy realm, or what is the embodiment of expression in the universe, the angelic realm, the embodiment, if you will, or the encasement of inspirational energy, and then the techno realm, which is the pure origination, if you will, of the order and structure of things, or the assimilative quality of the universe. And then you all live in the material or excuse me, or physical realm, also known as the terrestrial realm, which is where you have chosen to be in ensouled bodies and work with materiality and things in basically four dimensions. Four dimensions, by the way, being time, being the fourth. The other three, of course, is height, width, and depth. Anyway, why techno realm is so featured and will be through the rest of this decade is not because you are going to all become robots like something out of the Matrix or something of that nature, but rather, as we will talk to you, it has gotten to a point where the infusion of that energy has so influenced the mindsets of all of you that you find your own ability to be in sync or rest with your own organic nature. And by organic, please, we're not talking about organic food. We're talking about organic, meaning analog, meaning physical, meaning animal, meaning biological, as opposed to mechanical, digital, and the kind of ordered machine processes that operate that humanity has adopted, over millennia, of course, many of parts of which are have been very helpful. But you've reached a crossroads where humanity's adoptions of those inputs are now being confronted, where those inputs, those styles, those approaches are starting to challenge and supersede. And the way that's intersecting, of course, is through the sector of your humanity, or the sector of your society you call the technological or internet computer sector, because the mindset of those people have adopted it so much that they would like to see the world run as a machine and you all cogs in it. So that is something that is in great inner con conflict for you as individuals, as participants, but also as members of societies. You are those who are subject to these forces moving. Now, as always, we indulge the channel because he is as a sage, he finds that levity is an important way for him to convey his messages, and so and that is one of the reasons we utilize him. And he likes to do these visual slideshows. Now, we hope they're instructive and not too distractive. But each one, we will describe why we chose images together and what they mean. Now, this humorously, of course, with the head up the ass, as it were, is really in a very dramatic and overstated way of being so insular, so solipsistic, so self-obsessed that you one literally hides from the world at large in their own inner world and doesn't see anything outside of itself. And of course, that is a major kind of blindness that, you know, maybe many of the young and baby soul energies in this world currently are stuck in. But you too, as old and mature souls, can equally get stuck in your in these own kind of self-reflective patterns. Now, one of the ways, and you can see from the, for those of you who've been reading the text on this card here, we reiterate the toughening up and the idea of the masculine energy. And discrimination and cynicism as ordinal overleaves are very masculine oriented by their very nature. Some of you realize that if you were to look at the entire overleaves chart, the overleaves chart both has exalted energies as well as ordinal energies, but it also has, if you will, what we might call masculinized energies and feminized energies, expanded versus contracted, etc. Well, as the topic, you know, that has been so heated throughout the news in the last couple of months, as you know, expressed by Elon Musk, you know, about empathy being a weakness of humanity. That is one hard-edged negative pole, masculine energy expression of, you know, trying to suppress emotion and suppress humanness through the eyes of the efficiency model that the techno realm promotes. Okay, it is not something we agree with at all, and of course, it is not anything that you, as old souls, are trying to accomplish. However, it is important for you to realize that one of the things that will happen at this time, and many of you are experiencing it, is you know that these folks are masters at pushing buttons at the emotional level. That is to say, the leadership out there that you're facing, who are the, you know, young and babies. And many of you find yourself taking on wild rides about, you know, how you can have your vibrations upset, your cells be off balance, and so forth. And in the next few months, you are going to be really challenged, and we are inviting you to take this masculine energy and this strength and actually actively strengthen yourself. What that will mean is, as you'll see, that you start adapting. And we don't mean you adapt like, you know, change everything around about yourself or pretend, but we mean literally really go in and start taking apart any place where your buttons get activated and stop preserving them. Because that's what martyrdom wants to always do, is preserve your buttons in the way that, you know, a protective, indulgent parent wants to pat a child on the head and say, "Oh, poor baby." It's time, if you want to be effective in your life, in your world, those have to be confronted. So we say the adaptation will require redding of those things, shedding them, and then reshaping what's left. And that will be an activity that you do with some consciousness. Now, shifting gears a little bit and expanding the tonight's talk to continue to carry a theme that has been something that we and many of our channels have been talking about now for several years. And that is, of course, to realize that this year and the next 25 years are a pivotal point in human history in terms of moving toward the mature soul energy and out of the baby and young soul realm. Now, the challenge that we put in here, as you can see, or some of the challenges, is that ultimately, when you look at this graphic, you can see that what is happening is that you can think of that whip master as the ultimate young soul authoritarian. And then the rest of humanity standing there going, well, what do we do? Well, when the whip is cracked, which it has been, and that energy is reverberating everywhere, the tendency is to, do what any animal would do, and that is to submit, and but you see one person there standing up, and not, and in the next frame you see several not standing up, until finally what you see is that when everyone as an individual stands up, then what happens is you defeat the authoritarian. And that defeat of the authoritarian doesn't mean, and we're not implying that they get killed, even though some of that may in fact happen, because that energy of the human dominance, aggression, competition, punishment, pain model are still prevalent in human evolution. Your movement to the conscious awareness, cooperation, reward, and strength model is what's happening. So those two are overlapping, and there is liable to be pieces. Well, we said this year is ordinal, and what is your challenge? Is that one person at a time find out ways to have common narrative, even those you disagree with. Why? Because now we're reverting back to something, and we will put this in the chat in just a little bit, is we continue to talk through this channel about the notion of vibration. And remember, we distinguish the notion of vibration from the notion of frequency. Frequency is pace, vibration is density or levity and expandedness. And density can be firmness, hardness, and so forth. Neither is bad or wrong, but that rather, when you think about the physics and even metaphysics of the universe, when you are in higher vibrations, you can pass through and transcend more things. When you are in dense energies, which sometimes is appropriate, you are going to be firm, solid, and impact things in the universe. And that can mean sometimes other people. So when you begin this challenge to find ways to find common narratives, the objective is to raise the vibration, even in small pieces, even in smaller conversations. Because the more that any of you of their side or your side, if you will, hide your vulnerability through superiority. And superiority, we also call the chief feature of arrogance. It will harden you. And then in hardening you, it will not allow that adaptability to happen. And much of the next 3 months is really going to test you, and really going to give you pause. And many of you will feel like you fail. Really, you will. But you may have little smidges, little instances where you have little moments of kind or at least non-confrontational or non-nervous conversations. And as those happen, what we said to you about the frequency is to hone in on those actual events and mark those as, so to speak, consciously and deliberately in your little calendar, your little checkbook, in your mind. And start building on those, because the more you do, they will then become a habit. You will then be able to start seeing a chain of events that, and a chain and way of dealing with things in there. And we're not suggesting you give up your principles at all. We're suggesting that you are helping to rebuild some form of bridges, because those will make your life easier, not to mention make authoritarianism much weaker. Now, what you are facing that we want to acknowledge on this next one, and we know some of you are probably having a smile, and we hope you are, is that you notice this image. And all of you who have been parents, heck, all of you who've been kids in the modern era where they've had, electrical jacks in the wall, probably did something like this. The channel can. He laughed heartily because he did this when he was a kid. Not very bright, had to learn the hard way.
You'll do.
But and many, of course, that thank you, Tomasa, we agree. That is a true state about the physical plane, especially in the younger soul ages. Trial and error, actual experience, because Tao wants experience. But notice in the recent years, the statement that has been empowered by these folks in these frustrating times has been to say, well, I got rights, as if doing stupid stuff or indulging oneself or, having these lessons, however they might be, and taking off any guardrails, even if they're guardrails to protect these very people and them from themselves, still they have to be gone through. So your challenge in understanding this is to be able to stand on the side, and rather than, roll your eyes in condescension or something of that nature, is to remember, okay, they're doing their experiments, and yeah, sometimes they're going to leave a mess that's splashing into my zone, my realm. But remember, you could do these three things. You can either assist them in, getting up, or helping them from, if they've been hurt, or you can shame them for their stupidity, which is a word that is, taken the forefront once again, and one that we will even use in talking about human nature as well. But the way you choose to approach these people after this can also assist you in actually building competent compassion. Competent compassion, which means you are not going into reactivity. You are going into proactivity about how you engage these people, or at least step aside as, they're going through their things. This one we want to acknowledge is one that you will see a lot more of, unfortunately, throughout the end of this year and for the next probably arc of the 2020s. And that is the baby soul mindset, of kill or be killed, might makes right, us against them, and anything I don't understand is a threat. And I've got to pr be protected. Now, notice those are all phrases that come out of our various books from various times about baby soul mindsets of this kind of dual conflict-oriented or threat-oriented way of looking in the world. And of course, you see the person in there, as being, armed to the hilt, while others are not. So no, with those, we're not asking you to bring compassion. We encourage you to continue to persist in stressing the principles of whatever appropriate defense or nonviolence, or even realizing that you can stand in a disciplined way against this kind of energy. Now, we hadn't brought this up in the first quarter of our conversation, but we thought it was a useful way to give you some input. First of all, we want to acknowledge this diagram of the nine needs that was originally channeled, and in fact, even this diagram done by J.P. Van Hool of the Michael Educational Foundation. All we channels utilize it now, of course, but again, this graphic is, from that person for that purpose. In this ordinal quality of this year, how do you help give yourself a focus as both in discrimination, what to sort on? Because the positive pole of discernment, of excuse me, of discrimination is discernment, is sorting, is precise categorization, emphasis on precise. You'll see in a moment why we differentiate it from the word accurate. But when you do that, you can feel yourself accruing a power within yourself that can begin to sustain yourself. And notice that when you look at this chart, you see the need of power centered at the third chakra. And of course, the third chakra is commonly known as the power center, or the, of self. It is also the warrior center of self. So it means becoming aware and even fleshing out that those qualities inside of yourself that will stand and not be overrun. The second one is the want for security. Now, notice that as security as a need, and we use the word want specifically because many of you are at, in factual terms, whether it's monetary or the fact you are of a race that is not, or an in-group, a social group that is not particularly targeted, but you feel the insecurity in the world. And we want to acknowledge that in an emotionally centered year as this is, and with all this enormous amount of chaos and transitions that have been happening now for well over 10 years, but once again has been amplified again this year as a reformation kind of energy, your want for security, to feel buffered against, to feel that you have, that you're behind the walls of your instinctive center looking out, and there's no one that could overrun your fortress sort of thing. So find out where you have openings in your fortress. And we don't mean by letting people in. We mean by things that you might be doing in your own psyche, preserving old fears, old traumas, old things that may or may not be true in the present anymore, but still linger, and work to heal those. And again, use discernment and cynicism. And cynicism, remember, could feel caustic, but it also says enough is enough. And put aside those things that are not real, but still in the imaginary zone that you entertain as what ifs. The last one, okay. Now, these nine needs, again, these are just three of the nine, because these are the ones that are really emphasized, and that is the desire for expression. Okay. So notice we're using the term need, want, and desire. The need for power is literally, when we use the word need, it is a requirement. When we use the word want, it is a fear of shortfall. And desire is like an aspirational quality, what you hope to attain or achieve. So, having said that, is almost everyone is looking once again to have their voice be heard, their ideas be counted, their excuse me, their contribution be seen and valued. And for that, we would tell you that those will be efforts, and they will be efforts that you folks make. And that is why, understanding when we talk about in through the remainder of the year, power mode will become particularly important in your reformation of a sense of self in that. Now, understand, and here's the last line on this slide, is that all soul ages have these going on underneath their consciousness. You, as old and mature souls, and almost we think there's only one or two mature souls in the room, all of you, bring these into your conscious daily mindset. Keep them right in front of you as deliberate things that you consider, rather than background kind of subtle energies that are going on in, and this is a term some of you know, we borrowed from Carl Jung, your shadow self. Your shadow self, which we also say, when the old phrasing we once used, false personality, we have morphed into the concept of ego, which is literally that concern that you as a personality have with your social interactions and animal safety in the world. if you keep all of that right in front of your ego, right in front of your personality together, and make it a team effort, then what you will find is your, first of all, many of you will have to be pushed, you will push yourselves out of your comfort zone. But you will find that pushing yourselves out of the comfort zone will actually be a long run feeling of gratification for having accomplished something. And that is very useful for minimizing insecurity. Insecurity, of course, being that want for security or the generative force for that. So we're going to go through the overleaves and once again kind of just retouch on them in each of these slides. Artisan energy, ladies and gentlemen, remember, of the seven archetypes, artisans are the ones that bring the most, can literally bring the most chaos to the world. And when they are cast in a warrior orientation like that, the two of them in the negative poles, the negative pole of artisan being self-delusion, self-deception, artifice, hooking up with the negative pole of warrior, which is coercion, and destruction. The two of them can make quite a mess. And we think that you can see this in many of your institutions and many th and the accelerations of many familiar aspects of your world being taken apart. Now we have some good news with that in a minute when we go through the hows and whats. And of course, the second half of this presentation will be turned over to you. And we imagine many of you will be asking specific questions. We'll be referencing this. Now, when we show you this roulette wheel, which implies a spin of randomness as opposed to some great planned set of destiny, or individual or collective, it is again reverberating a message that we have said over the last couple of years and said at the beginning of this year again. The reason we chose this photograph is notice the roulette wheel is at zero. And now we're going to make a reference to many of you know we created a tool called the Michael Motivation Cards, and we numbered the energy of the Tao with the number zero. So in many real ways, what you are witnessing and what you are a product of and what you are immersed in is the total freedom of creativity that is unbounded by any restriction. And part of the freedom of creativity is also called chaos. And so in realizing that the artisan energy of this year is chaotic on the world scene, your job is to seize that chaos as best you can inside of yourself in this reconstruction, using the goal of discernment, discrimination, what you keep, shave away excess, but be careful to reject things out of hand or to give, which is the negative pole of discrimination, or another negative pole of discrimination is that of prejudice, bias, and unwarranted exclusion. Because that, of course, is you see at the core of all the dismantling, how much bigotry and unwarranted discrimination, the DEI attacks, that's in the outer world. Now, inside, as we said to you, a word that we have used several times, that represents the masculine energy trying to assist you in getting to is this idea of bravery. And we've mentioned the techno realm, and nothing is more representative of than the techno realm in most people's mind than the looming specter of artificial intelligence, which of course seems very alien. And in fact, it really is. But why we wanted to bring this is because, of course, it's also very alluring. Now, the artisan energy for a person ordinarily is about looking at your own image or concept of self. Now, you see here something that Stephen did that, in fact, a couple of our channels out there have also done. We hope this does not look too ridiculous. We didn't mean it to be, but in fact, we wanted to at least offer it for its illustrious effect or illustration effect, excuse me. And that is that you see the question, how would I, Stephen, look or feel if I were brave? And with AI and a few photographs to prompt it, it gave me this rendition. Now, we believe that on your screen, you actually see May and her husband Richard also have an AI depiction of themselves. None of these are bad, wrong, good, evil, wonderful, etc. They can reflect the negative pole of the artisan energy, which is self-delusion. Absolutely. If they are too grandiosely done, if you're a person in your 70s and you've been regressed 50 years, or you're a person who weighs a whole lot and suddenly you're svelte and fit. Those kind of things are parts of your self-delusion, where you are essentially rejecting your own self rather than seeing it enhanced. Now, in this particular case, we would classify this as an enhancement to offer a path of aspiration. Because it essentially looks and is structured, but has just a few augments that doesn't reshape him. But it adds a few things that says, okay, these are imagery that add to something. And we encourage you all to go to, whether it's the Chat GPTs or the night cafes or the DALL-Es and so forth, and experiment with these and see what you come up with as you get these kinds of visual feedback. But more importantly, look at the verbiage that you are choosing to really rebuild, reassess, redo, recompose your self-image, which is the positive pole of using the artisan energy with the goal of discrimination, which, by the way, is the artisan's goal, and to see if these are images that empower you or delude you. And if you are cynical, you are doing a great deal of rejection of what you are now, instead of saying, how could I take the best me that I am now and raise my vibration? Now, this is something we'll bring up throughout the year, and we're working on an article about this, because we think this is a representation of how important words are. And we're talking about the distinction between accuracy and precision. And we want you to look at those graphics for a moment and notice what you see, and then the phrasings underneath them. And we're letting it sink in for you for a moment. You see, folks, in the world, it's very easy to delude ourselves or be deluded by somebody who uses a term, quote, accurately as a definition, but they're not using it as a descriptor, which is continuously and precisely pinpointing something that can bring out much more detail and that can be proven over and over again. Some of the rhetoric and some of the ways that you see, the shaping of the news media is a good example of how a word can be used, such like national security. Well, the versions of national security on the right and the left have such vastly different interpretations and meanings, right? That these kind of things are really important to suss out and to stake your claim as, if you will, the warrior artisan, which says, I'm creating for the purpose of moving forward, not just defending. And of course, we say words matter. So how are you using words? And this is, of course, one of the big hurdles, we find that, if you will, many of you who have been readers or educated and who are intellectually interested have, come up against this feeling of how much, not just the American population, but many parts of the world have been dumbed down. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there are just as many, unfortunately, mature and old souls that ha are willingly and willfully ignorant and willing to hide behind generalities instead of be specific. And one thing that the goal of discrimination demands is you hone down into specificity. Now, this is an ongoing statement that is not just about this period of time, but during this ordinal time for yourself, we want to invite you to go within with yourself as much as you can, turning off the excess noise and the attention stealing of the techno invasion and the techno overwhelm that is out there, and going within and really considering for yourself. And for that, doing journaling or doing just speaking out loud or having discussion groups between a few trusted persons whose perspectives you trust but don't necessarily agree with you about no ideas like this. And the first idea is there of the idea of complexity and multiplicity. Because, folks, the first thing that the positive pole of discrimination, once called also rejection, is sophistication as well. Now, sophistication means that you come to terms with, and yes, even embrace, that the universe and the physical plane is a complex set of mechanisms concurrently operating on each other. That's what we mean by multiplicity of inputs. And notice this word panel. First of all, it's set against an image of multiple ripples of liquid waves that are all going in cross patterns, like reality does. But also, look at all these word triggers. These are all very definitive. Some of these words, like perception, for instance, is a positive pole of what we talk about in emotional centering. The word obedience is under the negative pole of power. Now, authorities versus your own authority. Now, notice that's an interesting place to start teasing apart the notion of what power really means. Reason used to be the negative pole of the intellectual center. Now, we, of course, use it and have translated that into the concept of rationalization, because reasoning is a systematized way of discerning, either by induction or deduction or abduction, meaning collecting of things. Whereas rationalization is more like the negative pole of discrimination, which is I reject this, I reject this, I reject this, I don't like it. Or the negative pole of cynicism, which is that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, because I say so. And I'm just putting you down for it. One example before we move on here, ladies and gentlemen, is many of you have seen this one. And we know in conversations with several of you, you've literally had this encounter. And that is one of the young and baby souls' fallback statements about this election and about anything you present about Donald Trump is to simply say, quote, you lost, get over it. That is a young baby soul fallback on the importance of victory and defeat of an enemy just for the feeling of that thrill, that vibrational uplift, albeit momentary and even false, but still a zing of emotional energy because of something as broad as we won, which to them at that soul age is important. And you're not going to bump them off of that one for a while. So, just some of these. And of course, we will make that these slides available to you. Another positive pole use of cynic, as we've talked about, is contradiction. And of course, you're seeing contradiction out there every day right now, and you're going to see more and more of it. But the beneficial contradictions will come when people will contradict declarations of of dominant power with facts, and yes, even somewhat name calling, but with accurate names, like comparing Donald Trump dismissing this recent event with the I guess what they call the app that was used to distribute the war plans, that lack of security, and then saying, no, Hillary did it 10 years ago, and so on and so forth. It's standing up against those and calling them. That is an appropriate use of slapping down and getting away from letting them set the narrative. This image, we just want to be really clear about, because this is where attitude and martyrdom, have a an interaction. You see, it is really important to understand that it's about you confronting just how much energy it's going to take to change yourself, develop those new habits, shed those old notions that we talked about. And start to reorient yourself to the realities of the new world rather than some kumbaya want to be. And please forgive us, kumbaya is a beautiful song, but it has come to have a derisive connotation, and we are here utilizing it, meaning over positivism to the point of self deception. So when you come up against these, center back on the self and be aware when martyrdom comes up to say, oh, poor you. Oh, look at how hard I've got it, or how bad it is, or it's helplessness that goes along with martyrdom. And get in there and say, wait a minute, where am I not helpless? And then the more you do that, and then work to find those common, literally, sometimes you could just say, man, it's tough, ain't it? To anybody of the quote, other side. Who's a working class person, and boy, you'll get a big nod of agreement. Now, we just, this is another way of saying the same thing, but it's an important one to remind you of. Even though power, we forgive, we see the little gap there that in our in the type there, but remember the positive pole of power is authority, and the negative pole is oppression. Well, folks, oppression only happens when you have obedience to go along with it. And of course, that harkens back to that graphic that we showed you earlier. But what we want to just help you understand is the one authority that you can be the boss of you first and foremost is that you don't suppress your reactions, you intercept it consciously, deliberately, instead of just having reactions. And in fact, find out how you can respond with a feeling of truth for you, but something that you are actually making a statement about, just rather than having an emotional reaction to. The more that you can build that strength inside of yourself, it'll help you with that toughening that we talked about earlier. And that is the persistence you need to bring rather than resistance. And then, of course, we are talking. You can see here this graphic is referring, of course, to the three centers: the intellectual center or thoughts, the emotional center or feelings, and then your behaviors, your actions in the world. And this, of course, what makes up your personality. Well, check your personality with these overleaves to see where this martyrdom, these martyrdoms, these feelings of victimhood give away your power. Of course. This is the famous picture by Salvador Dali, Persistence of Time and Meaning. We decided to use it for its distortion effect. But remember, one of the ways to keep your sanity and to keep yourself balanced in your own frequency, which will help you a lot, because remember, in an ordinal year, this is about focusing on you, is to, at the end of your day, Just look at the real things you did as a check-off list. And by the way, we don't mean just tasks like I accomplished, going to the store and, or sewing a new panel on my dress or, fixing my car, but rather, and not even in a goal-oriented sense, like you set up a series of lists, even though if you do that for yourself, make them as important or enjoyable. Because there are things that everyone just has to do. You have to pay your bills if you're not going to get, kicked out of your house or have your services shut down, et cetera, et cetera. So do them in a timely way and check them off. We think that you will find that empowering, but also it will help reorient your own native frequency to what's happening. And you won't be overwhelmed quite as much by the external frequencies that are being ramped up in the techno realm era. Just a couple of last things here. If you're, for those of you who are feeling like you're doing a major life review, then these are a few things to get clear on and where you bring discernment and bring discernment to actually raising your standards, not raising them like make them better, but raising them to your clarity of really looking at them. What standards do you actually practice? What standards do you actually practice? Are you neat in your appearance? Do you do certain activities which in your mode of speech or the way you show up to others, even turning on your blinkers when you drive, things of that nature. You may hold those as have to's or should's, but do you actually practice them or do you actually practice something else? And in which case, either come to peace with what you actually practice or discern and define your standards and start working to achieve them. Because if you start doing these, this is not about making you better. This is about what this 80-20 rule is, which is 80% of the time you bring your focused concentration of conscious, deliberate energy to bear rather than just slogging along in life and having your background energies run you. And in closing, we just want to acknowledge this is what you face, folks. In the original books, we talked about human beings. Remember, you are in a simian body, an ape body. You are the quote greatest of great apes because you are the sapien simian, the Homo simian, the Homo sapien, the one that is supposedly self-aware, but actually more than self-aware, you are conscious of interacting with your environment. Awareness actually has a deeper level, which is why you're interacting with your environment. When your attention and notice your senses, that both senses here are completely captured. This ape is completely still and unmoving. So its body is morose and just passive. Its hearing is completely shut off to the outside world except what's being fed. And then its field of vision is completely captured passively by the images on the screen. And that's what you all need to really start looking at because the more you succumb or use this, whether it's in your cell phone or your TVs or your computers, the more that you will find yourself subjected to the dictates, if you will, of the techno realm. So, on a worldly level, we just want to say that, when what you're seeing in the world and the economic upheavals that you some of you may be actually very secure from and very buffeted from, but others will not be, is that understand that the tools of money and debt have been human structures of accounting and counting and bureaucracy and structure that have you've learned from influence from the techno realm. But now, with the introduction of computers and this complete absorption that what will go on is that the young soul animal mind will continue to try and manipulate you through scarcity. And notice we put that image of Uncle Sam there, the traditional image of the United States, as a homeless person. So our prescription for the next few for the conscious, deliberate things. And some of you are already doing this and you're noticing how good it feels. And we gave you this image of what it was like in the 70s, where people would congregate, aggregate, interact. And now, it says 2024, but of course, this is the current era, is the tendency for everyone to retreat into their own private Idahos, their own unique places. And for that, we simply say it's because many of you feel an insecurity about what the other person is going to say back. And that tension then is what prevents you. And so we show you this socialization versus isolation, because the positive pole of the mature soul energy is inclusivity, okay, and interaction, whereas the negative pole of old soul is potentially isolation and retreat. And so you want to really keep both of those in mind, exercise that mature soul tendency. And some of you who've participated in, once again, going to group activities, or even participating in worldly things like marches, and that sort of thing, that is good because you are interacting on the analog, spontaneous level with other human beings, not just hiding behind those. So the last thing we just want to say is April, May, and June. Some of the things is in April, look for more ways to do new and uncommon things. The artisan energy will actually be very open and proactive throughout Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. Taurus will feel in May will feel actually pretty good for a lot of your body. So we'd really encourage you to go do things that are really physically oriented, even though it's the last in the three of this year in May. And then lastly, in June, when the heat starts to kick in worldwide, find, and we want to give a shout out to one of our channels, Troy Tolley, for coming up with a concept that we and they jointly adapted, and that is the taking the and recasting the nine needs as the nine paths of giving. So review the nine needs and imagine flipping them instead of things that you're getting or harvesting that you are actually producing in the world. And some of you out there actually have that written material, and if you care to share it and put it out, that can be very useful as a guide to ways you may want to put yourself out in the world. So, with that, we want to thank you for listening and thank you for being here. We hope that's been instructive to you tonight. We realize that some of you, and Maystone says punctuation matters. Yes, May, we agree, it does. And we also want to acknowledge that the transcription matters. So hopefully the transcript has been doing its job, even though my computer bar is now hidden. There we go. Let me go to transcripts, just save it. And all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you. And we turn it over to you. So, any of you who would like to start, please know that you can use the electronic hand raising under reactions, or you can literally raise your hand on the screen. And so we're going to start off with.